time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Yes, and Frosty from Frost Farms is with us now. Good morning, Frosty.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. We thought it would be kind of fun, if you're up for this,
okay,
to talk a little bit about how Frost Farms came to be. And the reason why we wanted to do this is because you recently shared a 10th anniversary video that showed the land the way it looked 10 years ago and the way it looked now. And it's just unbelievable. People need to see that.
Yeah, it was definitely a diamond in the rough, as one could say. Yeah, it was kind of funny because as we were kind of getting painting and all that stuff in the beginning, it was a bottle redemption before it became Frost Farms. So everybody would like shuffle up to the door, knock with their bags and bags of bottles. And we're like, well, it's not a bottle redemption anymore. And they're like, oh, shucks. I'm like, well, you can donate those to the cause if you want, because it was very early and very empty pockets at that time. But it just goes to show that a lot of hard work and a lot of helpful people, you can get things done. So,
and that's one thing that you seem to have always jumped to whenever someone talks about the success of Frost Farms. You cite the people who work for you and the people that you work with for making that happen.
Oh, yeah. There were so many helping hands and so many people that wanted to see that come to fruition. And like they say, it takes a village. So
it is true. And we have other people working with you that share that same vision. It just happens.
Yeah. Yep. No, there's no way I would have been able to do that by myself. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, as we continue to get into October, what can we look forward to at Frost Farms?
It's still, I know we talked about this last week, but even we're getting some cooler temps now, which and a little bit of rain, which is great for fall planting. So really, if you can get out in the yard and get ready for next year, it's a great time to do it.
And you'd mentioned that we can continue to do that until the ground actually starts to freeze?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. So that's still some time.
We've still got some time to plant for sure.
Because even though there's frost, well, that doesn't mean the ground is frozen. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. It's a great time to get them in the ground, get them settled in. They're not stressed out. You're not stressed out trying to keep them watered. So it's a great opportunity. It's probably actually the best time of year to plant. So.
And so the first 10 years of Frost Farms have been a huge success. Can you drop a clue as to what people can expect for the next decade of Frost Farms?
Well, soon, I think when you're driving by, you're going to see our new addition on the main retail shop is going to start to come together. So there'll be a little construction out there, but we'll still be open. So.
Excellent. Well, Paul's headphones just fell off his head.
Wow. That was a good catch, though.
That's a first. Usually, wow.
I know. Well, I spilt my coffee this morning. It's just going to be one of those days.
Look
Caesar
out.
Was so excited when he came in, and so was I. Just like, it all went everywhere.
All right. Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks. Have a good day.